bandwidth for the iPhone LE podcast is provided by CashFly at cachefly.com. This is the iPhone LE podcast, episode 24 for October 13th, 2008. Did you forget to record? Alright, it is time for the iPhone LE podcast. I am Michael Johnston, and because of some technical difficulties we had the first time through recording, didn't make it. So instead of leaving you guys hanging this week, we decided we'd do a special compressed version of the iPhone LE podcast. Enjoy!
Sorry.
No, so I mean, what are the highlights? So the first question... First thing we talked about was
we have the show notes right here. Let me check it out. Okay, so we were talking about the new features in iPhone 2.2 software beta, and it was the new Safari look, and also Google Street View and the emojicons. And most of you saw that the emojicons were stupid, right?
There you go. Safari, emojicons, yes. Are stupid.
Okay, emojicons are stupid.
Street View cool.
But here comes the stalkers.
Yep.
Yeah, and Safari is, not crashy is crashy, but likely because they're just tweaking stuff, and it'll get fixed before they release it.
Yeah. Then we talked a little about Flash, and then we talked about the security flaw for the SMSs being shown if you go to the slide to slide for emergency, and we all said that was stupid too.
Overblown. Nothing to worry about.
Yep. Okay. And we didn't talk about that thing, and then we talked about the Apple possibly passing the 10 million goal, and there was a guy who like collected IMEI numbers and figured out with math that they probably sold 10
million. Life.
that they probably sold 10 million iPhones, and okay, and then
I don't think they did, and they might say something about it at the event Tuesday.
Yep. Okay, and then so we were talking about then that how we're all down on the App Store and how Apple's being mean with the thing and the guy, and how he's not they're not allowing apps. Some apps, and they're allowing some other applications. And
Steve, the phone, don't protect my morals.
Yeah, protect my phone, don't protect my morals. And Steve Wozniak was in there, and he was talking about how he thought that the consumers weren't getting anything. But we all decided that Steve really just talks to the geeks. So
pull Wozniak's finger.
Yeah, and then we were talking about pull my finger and how we want our fart iPhone applications, even if they're useless.
Right.
And then this is going to be funny to only us. Okay. And then we were talking about... What were we talking about? Google testing. No, we didn't talk about that. So we didn't talk about anything else. Victor,
and then we did our picks.
Yeah, we did our picks. So Victor's pick was Missile Command. It's awesome. Use the iPod sounds, you said?
Yeah, pew, pew, pew. Lasers. Yeah.
That was, yeah, okay.
Classic sounds, yes.
$4.99.
iPod.
Okay, and then Adam's pick... ITV. It's free.
Great TV listings app. Also does movies, and it's awesome and great user interface. And then I did a half pick, which is the Xylophone app from our friend Craig Padgett.
And it's 99 cents, and that is it's awesome too. And then Bill did Vicinity, $2.99, and it's good for finding local places like restaurants and bars and coffee places. And you can also look up stuff on Wikipedia because I'm crazy about the Wikipedia. You also talked about Around Me, which was another, Adam, you brought that up.
A free alternative
free
to compare
alternative.
It against, because Bill said, he's only tried this one and there might be other ones people want to check out. So his was a category pick.
Yeah. And so, and then my pick was Beehive IM, and it's $16. And we talked about how it's ridiculous that it's $16, although it does have really cool, interface features, and it supports a lot of cool stuff, and it's better than everything else that's out there right now. And I also mentioned Facebook because it rocks. The new application, they added a lot of cool features, so check that out if you haven't already checked that out. And check out iPhoneLE.com and for show notes and stuff, and send us review tips and all that kind of stuff. And Victor's,
go around Twitter names real quick.
Twitter names: Victor,
typical Mac user.
Bill,
pull my finger.
No, oh, what's sorry. Your Twitter name?
Bill Palmer.
And Adam,
MacCast.
And mine is Michael Johnston, and I have a couple more podcaster invites. So if you jailbroke your phone and you like podcasts, which you do because you're listening to this, send me an at reply and I'll get you one. And that was it. Now we
and
just,
then Michael told us all that he forgot to record, and we all cried.
Yeah, we all cried.
And, funky music right here.
But we did prove...
It's an iPhone. Sorry.
We did prove that the iPhone LA podcast can be done in about 2.5 minutes.
Awesome.
All right, so hopefully I won't do this again, and see you guys later. You guys rock.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. That was the compressed version of the iPhone LA podcast. Next week, we'll be back with our normal long-form show. And once again, our guests, if you didn't catch it already, Adam Christensen was on the podcast. You can check out his podcast, The Mattcast, at mattcast.com. You can check out Bill Palmer's site, iProng Magazine. It's iProng.com. And, of course, Victor Cahiao's website and podcast, The Typical Mac User Podcast at typicalmacuser.com.
We're going to use a stylus. No. No. Yuck. No. Yuck. Made up.